Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Can you all hear me out there? I know it's late. I know it's real late. It's like 1:15 a.m. here, but just want to make sure everyone can hear me. Give me a thumbs up if you can hear me. I can't sleep, first of all. You know, I do have a sleeping problem. Tonight it's bad. I got a lot on my mind. There's a lot going on. There's a lot going on, folks. I had a real long conversation with Juanito Juan. He is in Japan right now. We had a long discussion. I talked to a few other people today. I had Monica Crowley on today. That's going to be premiering tomorrow. But folks, if the Black Swan event is, it's spreading its wings right now. And there's some things that are going to be coming as we go into October, November, that are going to be pretty damn devastating. And I got to be careful how I say this on FluffTube, because it's FluffTube. But we're in it. We're in it, and things are going to change. Things are going to change for not just America, but they're going to change for everybody everywhere. As if 2020 wasn't enough. The summer of discontent and protest is going to continue. Probably get a lot more violent. You could probably see a lot of illegals getting involved. There's something that's coming in Japan, and that's where Juan is right now. He's in Japan. He's going to be there for a while. He's in Hiroshima right now. And I talked to him for a long while, and I had a long discussion with him. We're about to do a show. I think we're going to do it tomorrow. Big time difference there. It's like 3 p.m. there. I stayed up late to talk to him. There's some things coming, folks, and you better prepare. When Japan sneezes, America's going to catch a cold. And what's coming is some kind of financial tidal wave. Right now, the yen is 35 at the lowest in 35 years, and it's going to keep dropping. And this is really going to affect us. Not to mention, it's going to be like the perfect storm that hits America. It's going to be like everything at once is going to happen. There's going to be some counterpunches in the court cases with Trump. There's going to be some counterpunches that land that could stop the case even abruptly. It could stop the whole thing just abruptly. That only means they're going to get more desperate and make some big moves. So these things are coming. And I'm not saying if, it's just when. Natural disaster? I don't know. I'm starting to listen to Ryan Garcia and all that he talks about. You know, an earthquake hitting LA, very, 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 I was told it's very, very possible. World-changing stuff. And, I know there's a lot of stuff going on. I know there's a lot of agitators out there. There's a lot of people spreading a lot of bullshit out there. And there's just nothing that I can do about it, or really anybody can really do about it. You people have to pick your lane. You got to really pick your lane. There will be no support for Japan whenever this happens. Like this, there's just not going to be any support for them. things are really going to escalate here to the point that it's going to get so bad. Is it, you know, a near-death experience is not a bad hair day, folks. It's just not a bad hair day. It's going to be like we're living in the Twilight Zone. If it's not already like that, right? It's already kind of feels that way. But what's coming is going to be I hope you guys are preparing with food. I hope you guys are getting stocked up and stuff like that. You know, there's a lot of we're gonna come into some very hard times, and a lot of people say, "Oh, just sit back, enjoy the show." Sit back, enjoy the show. That really gets under my skin because, yeah, we're in the fight. We're in the fight, but everything is on the line. And the black swan is spreading its wings. That's just the best way I could tell you. Like right now, if it was like hunched and about to spread its wings right now, it's like this is from what I've been told. Like it's getting ready. And I don't know. I had a very long conversation. It's really jarred me. It gave me goosebumps. And I don't ever come on here on YouTube and come on and talk like this or at 1:30 a.m. on it, you know, and I have to get up early in the morning. But I'm going to tell you right now, I had a very jarring conversation that I'll continue with Juanito tomorrow. But we're in for some tough times, man. We're in for some tough times. And I hope to God, a lot of you that aren't taking this serious, a lot of you that are just kind of thinking you're going to watch this on TV and just nobody, it's not going to affect you, you're wrong. So someone on here is saying, what the fuck is up, man? So I'm telling you what the fuck is up. I don't see what you're missing here. It's going to be the perfect storm. It's going to hit. This is the year. This is when it's going to hit, and it's going to go from summer on. So it's just imagine every day escalating from here on out. Counterpunches will be landed. A big scary event is coming. A scary event is coming. And you know how I am on FluffTube. I can't be too specific on here. But scary stuff is coming, folks. I'm telling you, it's not a bad hair day. It's not a bad hair day. I'm not trying to be. I understand. And I don't. My moderators aren't even up. You know, the only thing I can say about this right now is like, you can't change the world, right? You can't do anything about what's happening. So the only thing that I can do for me and for all of you is like change yourself, maybe. I'm starting to fast a lot more. I know what's looming. I know how crazy this is going to be. And we might have no other option but to learn how to really fast. I mean, what if it gets to that level that you're going to have to fast whether you like it or not? I mean, this could get to World War II Germany levels. Like this could get really bad, really, really bad and fast. There's no stopping Mr. T. Okay. I'll tell you that right now, but they're going to pull out all the stops and this is for everyone's fate. This is for everything on the line. So, and I'm trying to be vague as possible. So if I feel like I can't fix a certain outcome or make a change, I'm trying to make a change with my podcasts, but if I'm doing very minimal here, I feel. So I'm just working on myself, and maybe that's what we all need to do. Maybe, you know, when I got sober and I just knew I had to be sober, I knew things were coming and I just knew I had to straighten myself out. I felt it. I felt it coming. I felt something looming and I just had to change myself. So I did that. But tonight especially, I really feel like maybe each and every one of us, just the, you know, 500 people on here right now, maybe we all need to make some kind of a sacrifice or some change, and create that vacuum for something positive to be filled in. I mean, we gotta, if we can't change the outside, the world, we got to change something within, is the way I feel. Like, that's what I'm trying to say here. And as we come into this battle, this raging storm, that we all can feel it, we all see it. Maybe just work on yourself is what I'm saying. That's the only thing we can do right now. Prayer is great. We're going to need God to get us through this. I don't care what any of you are saying. I don't really give a shit. I don't care. I don't care what. Yeah, I just know that this is going to be heavy shit for all of us, man. So, you know, that's all I'm saying. I can't believe how many people are actually up. I can't believe that this many people are up right now. I'm freaked out. I'm going to Vegas beginning of June. My mom is not doing well. Hey, my parents aren't doing well either. My parents, today was a real bad day for my parents. I'll tell you that right now. Thank you, Donnie. My parents today is like, you know, my dad was having seizures. My mom's dementia is just off the charts. I know, like, they're in their golden years, twilight years. It's like, I expect, you know, I live a life right now where I expect a call any day with terrible news. I mean, that's just the world I'm living in right now. And it's hard. It's really hard. And then if that's not, you know, bad enough, right? You got all this other shit, you know, that I'm dealing with. And believe me, trolls are the least of my problems. You know, I don't ever come on here this late, but the discussion I had with Juanita was pretty jarring. And, you know, even with Monica Crowley is a big name in Fox, and doing discussion with her, I just realized where we are at, where we are truly at this stage of the game, this stage in the war, and it's scary shit. You know, I see people partying and drinking and still, you know, living life like nothing's happening. And I almost feel like I'm in a bad zombie movie. Like, this is like some shit that's like, I see all the podcasters out there talking about, except for Big Lou. Big Lou's here. But, you know, most of them are just echo chambers, just talking about this November election, like as if, oh, we got to win. Like, do they just not know what's going on? Do people just not, do you guys just not have a grasp? I mean, it's just wild. And let me tell you something else, folks. A lot of people are like, oh, don't worry, don't stress. I'm on bonus time. You're talking to somebody who died twice. I'm not somebody that's just some dick off the street that's just doing podcasts, man. Like, I have flatlined twice. I lost 2 pints of blood when I got slit in the throat. I'm on bonus time. I'm not worried about that. Believe me when I tell you, when you take a knife to the jugular all the way up to your lip, okay, when that happens to you, life changes. You have a different perspective. My whole boxing career got nuked. You know, I overdosed on drugs as well. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's happened to me that I'm on friggin' bonus time. So I'm making the most of it. And I guess the most of it is doing what I'm doing right now. I guess this is what it is. And all I'm telling you all is prepare for this near-death experience. It's coming. We're already really in it. You all know we're in it. You all feel it. You all feel it. I'm going to try my hardest to get Juan back on tomorrow. I'm obviously not putting that on FluffTube, but it's you know, that guy has been waiting 30 to 40 years for this event. Can you imagine waiting your whole entire life for something like this? And he still remains pretty optimistic. He knows what's coming, but he remains pretty optimistic on that we're going to win. But will there be casualties? Yeah. I'm trying to, and there's another thing too, folks. I'm trying to keep my YouTube fun because it's such heavy shit that I'm trying to, like, really, have some fun. So I try to pivot a little bit, talk about entertainment. Do I really like to? Nah, not really. But I think it's mirroring what's happening in the political arena. I think the P. Diddy stuff, I think, you know, the Cat Williams, Drake, Kendrick Lamar, all the stuff that's happening, you know, I'm not sure if it's a distraction exactly, but I know that it's the walls are closing in on all these people. I know that. But that just means that, let's just say the powers that be are going to try that much harder to close the show the way they want to do this. And we all know that France just entered Ukraine. We know that and the Olympics are in France. Are you kidding me? What do you guys think is going to happen there? I'm talking to you guys just normally right now. I'm not doing my morning skit. I'm not acting crazy. I'm not yelling. I'm not doing stuff like that. But what do you guys think is going to happen in France? I mean, these athletes have to go there and perform, and you think that they're going to be – do you think they're going to feel safe? I mean, folks, we're in World War III. This is it. Remember when you were a kid? At least I do. I remember, like, talking about this time with my friends and family, like, oh, man, someday we're going to be in a situation where, like, the Middle East and Israel and Russia, we're all gonna, and it's fucking here. Like, we're there right now. We are where I used to talk about with my friends. We're there. We're here. I would have thought this never – I thought I would have been 80 years old when this happened. Maybe my grandkids would see this day come. No, it's happening now in my 40s. We're here, and guess what? It's just going to pick up. It's just going to quicken. And this year is going to be a big year. This year is going to be a big year, folks. Summer is going to be hot going into October. What's October? Red October every year. You don't think there's going to be any Olympics? Man, I'm going to tell you what. I don't either. I feel like there's something that's going to affect that to make it more realistic when November rolls around. And let me ask you guys this. Give me a thumbs up. And I'm just talking candidly here. I'm actually, let's just pretend we're having a beer together. I don't drink, but let's just say we're just having a casual conversation. I'm having it with all 830 of you right now. Do you guys feel it? Do you guys feel what's in the air? Like, it's almost like that Phil Collins song, man. Like, you can feel it. Like, I feel everything has changed. Everything's upside down, and I feel the energy, like, just pulsating. Like, it's just there, man. It's like, I know you guys feel this. It's I know each and every one of us feel this. Yeah, it's incredible. And I feel like with the conversations that I have and the people that I talk to, it's lonely. It's lonely. It's you know, you take the chance of looking like an oddball or a nut coming on late at night like this, talking the way I am, but tired of waiting. You'll be wishing that you were still waiting when this happened, because it's going to get hard. It's going to get hard, folks. It's going to get really, really tough from my understanding on all this. And Black Swan has spread its wings, and it's, think of it this way. Every day the frequency is turning up every day, not every week, every day. And when you see me putting stuff up, back to the entertainment stuff, but when you see me putting stuff up on FluffTube and like P. Diddy or this or that, it's because I need to take a break and get some peace of mind with my life and just do something different, just pivot and talk about something else, because it's just so heavy. And that's another reason I'm coming on tonight, because it's hard to just contain all this myself and not share it, because it's heavy, man. It's heavy stuff. And I don't even know how I got into it. I'll be honest with you, folks, that viral video I did back in 2020 was a complete accident. I didn't ask for any of this. I thought I'd be managing fighters, maybe training fighters. I did not think I'd be doing, I didn't even know how to work YouTube when I first started. I didn't even know how YouTube worked. I didn't plan this. I didn't set out to be a podcaster. I didn't even know how to get on and turn on a laptop to work YouTube. I swear to God, I didn't even know how that worked. And here I am doing this now. And I got to tell you, it's nothing I ever would have expected. I never would have thought that I'd be doing something like this, but I'm passionate about it. And I know the urgency. So maybe that's what made me qualified for this. I don't know. David, it's okay to talk about the cholas, okay? I pues I know. Yeah, and by me coming on here and talking to you all, and I know you guys are on the same page as me, helps me keep my sanity because, folks, I'm telling you, every day I think I wake up crazier. Every day I feel like I wake up crazier. And I do these morning shows, and I don't even know. You know, I've taken some hits, you know, on social media, and I know that's probably hindered some of my stuff, but I don't know any other way now. I'm already in this. I'm already eyeballs deep in this, man, and I feel like I'm playing a crucial role in the awakening, I guess you could say. Maybe that's really why my career was taken from me. I don't know, because I was this close to being heavyweight champion of the world, folks. This close. And it all got taken away from me. And I, you know what? Maybe I, at a soul level, sabotaged it. I don't know. I don't know. I look at a lot of things that I've done in my life that I think I sabotaged, to be honest with you. Maybe it was for this time right now. I don't know. But I guess what I can, I'll close here and I'll say this. I think we all need to network with each other. Maybe some of you talk with each other. Get with your friends and family. I'm pretty sure a lot of them are awake by now and just say, hey, man, there's some stuff that's coming. We're coming into some tough times, some hard times. And maybe, you know, talk to them and say, hey, what do you have? I have this. I have water. I have food. I have drums of gasoline. I have, but here's a meeting point where we can all meet. I don't know. You know, for me, I have a community. I have some friends that I'm talking to. I got my ammo. I got my guns. I got buckets of food. You know, I got, and things like that. I have a game plan, you know, in my mind. I know that there's 13 to 15 cities that we might potentially lose, by the way. Why do you think Mr. T comes out and talks about freedom, city, building new cities? That's not just because he's just throwing it out there, folks. He's letting the other side know. We know what you're going to do. So, I understand how a lot of you, some of you are negative and some of you are pissed off. I don't blame you. Trust me, you've heard me on my interviews where I'm just super frustrated and super pissed off, and I just want no part of this shit anymore. But folks, this is a big shit sandwich we're all going to have to take a bite of. We might have to each eat a shit sandwich, not even take a bite of it. I don't know. Me personally, I'm not really planning to travel after August, September. I think I'm going to just kind of rein it in. And first of all, I don't fly anywhere anyway. I drive most of the time. I might take a hop and a skip flight, but I'm going to start really reining it in probably around August, I think. We're coming into some tough times, folks. So Juan is in Hiroshima and he's going to be there he's going to be in Japan for about a month. I'm going to bring him on ninoscorner.tv tomorrow, talk about the financial crisis tidal wave that's coming, the counterpunches coming. something's going to happen with the courts. Something's going to happen with the courts with Mr. T, where they could just stop abruptly. I mean, we're already seeing we're already seeing what's happening with Jack, you know, who Jack Smith, and there's something that's going to a big counterpunch is going to land, and that might press them to go all in. And so, you know, we may not just see one, we may see a series. Let me make this clear to you. A series of events. Pop, 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 pop. Or one pop. But I heard it's going to be like a domino effect. To where we're all confused, disoriented. We don't know what's going on. And I don't know where to look for help. And obviously, you know, powers that be, they're not going to help us. So we're going to have to look to each other. So in the midst of this chaos, make sure you have a good network of people and that you could talk to, call. I've heard Congress was giving satellite phones. I heard that's a smart thing to do. I was just talking to a friend who's on Starlink. You might need communication, folks. I'm not telling any of you what you don't already kind of intuitively. Do you guys intuitively know this, right? I'm not just, is this like a surprise to you? Give me a thumbs up. Can I get a thumbs up if I'm telling you something you already know? Can I get a thumbs up if you intuitively know this? I'm not just pulling this out of my ass. You know, you guys do understand what I'm talking about. Remember, when Japan catches when Japan sneezes, we catch a cold. The yen is 35 years low, the lowest. There's a financial tidal wave coming to America, folks, and I think that might be the first part of it. So the wings are spread, folks. I don't have dates. I'm not going to even try to do that. You know, I'll leave that to Bo Pony. Bo Pony's better at that than I am. But I think Bo Pony means well. I mean, he's hit the mark a couple times. So I'm going to interview Juanito tomorrow. I'll put that up on ninoscorner.tv. The Monica Crowley that I did, the Monica Crowley, don't get mad at me. I know a lot of you are going to get pissed off, but it got too deep, too crazy. So I put the first, 15 minutes on FluffTube because I know you want to see Monica. She was a great interview. She talks about Nixon and Mr. T and the relationship she had with both those men, and not like that, but you know what I mean? She worked for them. And then it goes into, when I asked her a question about the media, it went, boom, a whole different direction. And I was like, wow, I didn't think she was going to go full, you know, like that. I didn't know she was going to do that. So I was like, I can't put this on FluffTube. So I said, let's just keep going this direction and I'll edit it out. So the first 15 minutes is going to go on FluffTube tomorrow. The rest will be on ninoscorner.tv. I'll put Juan on ninoscorner.tv. I got a lot of good stuff. I got a lot of good guests coming up. I'll meet you guys over there. But, the best thing I can say right now is prepare because, it's going to be not a bad hair day. It's not going to be a bad hair day. Let me repeat that. It's not going to be something you can just watch on TV. And incredible times we're living in, man. Incredible times. These are times I talked about as a kid, and I cannot believe we're here. You know, I'm gonna leave with this. I told you I'm gonna leave with one more thing. I sometimes think that when I passed away, when I die, those two near-death experiences I personally went through in my life. That's why when Juan says it as a near-death experience, I understand it. I can digest that. I understand it. It hits every molecule in my body. I get what he's saying when he says that, because I've experienced that personally. Not like, woo, I almost got in a car accident. That's not what happened to me. What happened to me personally, a knife went through my throat and missed my aorta, like by a hair, to where the doctor sewing me up could see an abrasion on it. It's not something that, like, I didn't just, like, miss something, or I was gone twice in the same year. So I know when he explains that to me, that that's going to happen for America, I understand it. And it's not like a close call. It's not a close call. It's not something that you're going to watch on TV. It's not something that you're going to say, wow, that was almost. It's not like that. It happens. It happens, and we come back from it. But we come back as a stronger country. We come back a better country. And you know what, folks? If you really, really think about it, this generation is so soft. It kind of needs a waking up, doesn't it? And I think the people that are going to be holding everyone's hand through this are going to be the 40 and up. The people that I've seen both sides of the spectrum, that remember what life was like in the 90s. That was without internet. That was life was like when you had to, you know, actually talk to people, communicate, have social skills, not hide behind your phone, hide behind a keyboard, acting tough, keyboard warriors, you know, keyboard bullies. All these people, they're not going to fend well. Okay, they're not. I'm out of here, man. I need to get some sleep. I'll see you guys at ninoscorner.tv if you choose to go. If not, it's all good. It's all good. Don't get mad at me. I'm out, folks. Later. You have a good night.